I hope that you will think enough of yourself and me to pay attention to what saith the Word of God. Mm-hmm. Now I know that the devil can hinder you with anything. Yes. You will find yourself tinkering with something else, and ignoring the Word of God.
Yeah.
You pay attention to us this morning. It'll be for you. I appreciate everyone that's assembled here this morning. I'm telling you, the Lord loves you this morning.
Yes,
he loves me.
Yeah. Amen.
And this is Father's Day. And you know something? My dad didn't tell me every day he loved me. I don't know if I remember he ever told me that. But you know what? Day by day, I can see he loved me by the things he done for me.
Yeah.
And the things he done with me. Whenever I thought about a home, I wanted to be an example for my home. I wanted to be there when night come in. When the day was done, the night settled in, I wanted to be at home. Because I love my family. When the Sabbath day comes, I want to be at the house of God. Because I love you and I love God. I want to be an example. Not to just you, but to your family. To the community. And that's our heart's desire. But I'm going to try my best to follow what the Lord gave me this morning. And I don't know what I'm going to do with it. I won't do nothing with it. But the Lord will do something with it.
That's right.
In the book of Joel, the 3rd chapter, we're going to read a little bit. In the 13th verse, it said this, pour ye in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, get you down, for the press is full, the fat overfloweth, for their wickedness is great. Multitude in the valley of decision. For the day of the Lord is nigh in the valley of decision. The sun and the moon shall be darkened, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. The Lord also shall roar out of Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem, and the heavens and the earth shall shake, but the Lord will be the hope of his people and the strength of the children of Israel. Now I'm going to say today that we are still in a valley of decision. You come to the house of God this morning, because you made a decision, that's where you want to be.
Right.
And certainly, the Lord is the only hope that we've got. Yeah. The devil is no hope for you. He will show you and he will try to tell you all kinds of things. If you will listen to me this morning, you are here today, and probably you will make a decision of your life.
Yeah.
Now, we going to think about this. He said, multitude in the valley of decision. Your decision that you make this morning might be the best decision that you'll ever make in your life. Today we're going to go on and for a little bit more reading. I don't know why this morning. This is why the devil feel I have to go to. The Bible said in the 4th chapter, 1 Peter, and we're going to go down about the 17th verse. The Bible said, for the time is come, the judgment must begin at the house of God, and if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? For if the righteous scarcely be saved, where will the ungodly and sinners appear? I'm making a decision. We are here today, and today it's come the time that judgment must be made. I'm here to tell you today that judgment will be, you are making your own judgment. So today, the decision that you will make today, you will face tomorrow. The decision today, judgment, you are making a judgment today. I see a man, the Bible said it was a rich man. He was clothed in purple and fine linen every day. And he was a man laid in his skin. He begged. He desired for the crumb that fell from this man's table. There was no compassion. He made a decision. He made his judgment. And in hell, he lifted up his eyes because he made the wrong decision. His judgment took him to hell. Today, I'm here to tell you today that we in hell, I will look back to the decision that we made in the house of God. Right. We made the wrong one.
Right.
My, can you imagine this man? The Bible said, the time has come, the judgment must be made at the house of God. Where we at? Listen, the Sabbath day come around again. We made their decision. That we're going to the house of God, and He will pour out the blessings on us. I'm here to tell you today that He said that we was a giver.
Yeah.
And He will give to His people, take care of His people.
That's right.
And He said, I'm going away and prepare a place for you. And I will come again. And I will receive you unto myself. That where I am, there ye may be also. I seen Brother Caleb preach a message the other night. And this man, he was drug out on drugs. He made a decision. He stepped out from his seat. He made his way to an old-fashioned altar. Listen, judgment again there at the house of God. His decision that he made. Listen, he went home feeling better, no doubt, than he come. We let everything in the world bother us. We let everything hinder us. I'm here to tell you today, I don't know your heart. I know today, maybe you're lost in your sin, and you're going down the broad road of sin towards eternal judgment bars of God. Listen, and the decision that you make today, I will determine where you're going to spend in eternity.
Amen.
Listen, there's people that think they're going to heaven. Where, if the righteous be saved, where the sinner and ungodly appear. Listen, the sinner is a sinner that's never called on the name of God. The ungodly, listen, they know the ways of God. They made a confession and strayed and become ungodly. I don't care how you dish it up and serve it out. Listen, the redeemed is going to live with God. The ungodly are going to find themselves with the rich man down in the middle pits fell. But he remembered his father's house and five brothers. They were lost and they was undone. Listen, and don't you know he realized that he had made the wrong decision.
Amen.
Listen. This is important. It's not a fairy tale. People can laugh and they can do whatever they want to. But the Word of God is important this morning to you. We're going to live by it one way or another.
That's right.
What shall be the end of them that obey not the gospel? You can turn it away. You can turn me off. Listen, you can do whatever you want to. But one day, whenever the Lord calls us, there's a voice that's going to call for us, and we're leaving. You can't stay here. We're going to spend somewhere into eternity. The Bible said that he saw the small and great stand before God. And listen, them that was not found written in the book of life was cast into a lake of fire.
That's right. Amen.
That may sound like a fairy tale to you. I'll wait one day. Whenever we get to their destination, and you look back, yonder on the decision that we made while we had a time and opportunity to make the right decision. Can you imagine? Peter, he made the right decision. He left his blessings on the material things and Father God. Listen, he had his heartaches and troubles. Along one day, the Lord said, I've come up here. We've been faithful over a few things. He will make a ruler over many things.
That's right. Amen.
Making a decision in the valley of decision. And he said, the Lord, I was our only hope that we have. He's still our only hope. And we have a right to make the opportunity that we might make the right decision. Make our judgment. Listen,
blessed
when
Lord.
You leave out of this world, you either be saved or you be lost. And there's nothing between.
No, there.
And we sure ain't going to come back to change or redo nothing.
Right.
We'll be gone to our long home making a decision. Judgment must be made at the house of God.
Right.
And maybe not just together here, but whenever the Spirit of the Lord begins to come to you, and you may be way out somewhere by yourself. Whenever the Spirit of the Lord begins to try to enter in to your heart, that is a temple of God. And you will make it from the heart. You will make the right or wrong decision. Sometimes it's not easy decision to make. But we'll make it. To turn away from God, it maybe is the easiest decision. But it's the hardest one to live by. There's joy in serving God if we serve it with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Brother, I've said this so many times that you will not just stub your toe and fall into heaven. You got to earn it. You got to work for it. You got to have a desire to make heaven be on all kinds of things. Listen, there's storms of life that rages. We got to walk through them. Jesus said he would go with us.
Yeah.
All the way.
Amen.
You're making your judgment today.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
The judgment you make today. So, you may be lost. You may be cold and indifferent.
That's right.
That's an awfulest feeling that I've ever had. Just the knowing from the bottom of my heart, the Lord is not pleased with me, and to go with death, he would have to say, depart from me, I never knew you. Listen, that's a dreadful feeling, and a dreadful thought, hell waits our coming.
That's right.
Amen.
You know what? This rich man that made the wrong decision, his tongue was on fire. He said, I am tormented in this flame, one flame. I'm on fire. send Lazarus that he might dip the tip of his finger. He desired in hell. Just one little drop of water. Listen, if he'd have paid attention, who was it at his gate and had compassion, he would have made the right decision, and he could escape the place of hell and torment. He had a change. Listen, you ever stop to think? Who's at your gate? You ever stop to think there's somebody out there that would desire the word of God, a kind word that you could speak to them, something that they could tell you, how that you could be comforted. Listen, who's at our gate? I desire the good word of God. There's somebody I know today. This world is filled up with people that don't want to hear the word of God. Don't want to pay no attention to it. They'll do everything in their power to separate their mind from the true word of God. It's time and it's high time for us to make the right decision.
That's right, brother. Yeah.
The valley of decision. The Lord is the only help that we can have.
Amen.
Well, preacher, I believe like this, and I believe like that, I believe like something else. If the righteous scarcely be saved, or a sinner and ungodly appear.
Amen.
They're not going to live in heaven with Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus, pure and holy and undefiled. When we get there, we will be too. Listen. But there's joy in serving God.
Right. Right.
Make your decision today.
Amen.
I'm here to tell you that pills will not get it. A fix, a quick fix. The best fix that I ever had was whenever I turned my heart over to Jesus. The best fix that I ever had is whenever I walked through the valley of shadow of death, fearing no evil, because I know that Jesus, I was there walking with me.
Man, that's right.
And not the devil.
Right.
It's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of a just God.
Right. Amen.
He is also an angry God.
Yeah.
But he is also a God of love for them that will come to him. But we have to make our own decision.
That's right, brother.
He's not going to come and now slap you upside the head and say, you serve me.
That's right, that's right.
And just because he sent his son to die on Calvary, and he so loved the world that he gave his son. Mm-hmm. But he ain't going to go over the top of his son just to save you. Just to take in something that's filthy and unclean. Listen, we clean ourselves up, come out among the world, lean on Him. I've never had a better life than to live for the Lord. I'm going to ask Eric to get a song. Let's stand. If you need to make a decision, you're facing judgment. If you were standing at the doorway of death, and you know that you're going one way or the other, would you not want to make the right decision?
Yeah.
The world and the devil's not worth it. As we say, if you need to pray, you need to come out among the world.
I have decided to follow.
I
have
He's a pleasant help in a time of trouble.
Yes, right. To follow Jesus.
Hey, my friend, Lord,
would you come? I know your mind, but I don't take your mind off of whatever he can. You'll think about something I've done that's more important than the word of God. But you're making your decision right now. He's wanting to make the right decision. I right now call upon him.
Lord, Heavenly Father.